Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and welcome to Motivating and Inspiring the Next Generation X through True Life Experiences Live on the Main X Media Group Blog Talk Radio 98.9 FM. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Today we will welcome the life and motivation of public speaker, self-awareness, HIV, and youth advocate, Earl Felismi. A well-respected nobleman in many communities throughout New York, Washington, D.C., Hampton Roads, and now Baltimore. Let's bring him on.
Hello, 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 hello. Good night, all. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Earl. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm doing great, you know. Aside for a little bit of thunderstorm, it's all good. I'm doing good.
Okay, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Say it again.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, Earl Felismi, that's right.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping by to share your motivations and passions with the audience. Let's get started.
Awesome.
So, Earl, can you share with us more on why your mission as a self-awareness HIV and youth advocate is so important to our society?
Well, I say it's important to our society because it's 2016 and people are still getting infected with HIV and AIDS. And what's most alarming about the whole thing is the youth are getting infected the most out of any age group, the age group of 13 to 24-year-olds. So it's something that has to get swept out from underneath the rug and be brought back out into the light and taken care of, you know.
Now, why do you think that age group is so affected?
Well, not only of a lack of education, but to me, it won't happen to me. It seems like to be the mental that a lot of them are under. And I'll say for the young ladies that I encounter who are HIV positive, a lot of them are infected through sexual activity mostly. You have a lot of young women that's dealing with a lot of older guys who are infected with HIV and passing the virus on to these younger women. Sometimes they're taking care of them either with food, housing, clothes, sneakers, and trades for sex. So that's their mode of transmission of becoming infected with the virus.
Wow. Okay, now, Earl, tell us more about some of the services you provide. I know you served as Master of Ceremony for World AIDS Day Galas, World AIDS Day Walks, Coordinator,
right,
and Candlelight Vigils as well. Can you share a little bit on those different functions?
Sure. Well, in 2013 and 2014, I was actually the first African-American young non-HIV positive male to host the World AIDS Day Gala for the state of Virginia. What that consists of: clients, doctors, nurse practitioners, Congress officials, and other nonprofit agencies and hospitals as well. Well, we all get together and bring the HIV and AIDS to the light. We show we bring attention and awareness to those that are infected and also show support to those people who have lost their lives. So it's a time for us to get together and celebrate. We celebrate how far we've come from HIV and AIDS and also raise awareness for it. And as far as the candlelight vigils, I've hosted several candlelight vigils with churches, other nonprofits, and just different communities, you know, to bring everybody together and, you know, bring awareness to this cause. I've also hosted several Zumbathon fundraisers where I also brought communities, everybody together, you know, to have some fun, you know. Like, HIV is not a depressing thing anymore. It really doesn't have to be, you know, because people are living with this virus for 30, 40, 50 years now. You know, so
right.
These are perfect opportunities for me to raise the awareness and just bring people together, you know, for a common cause. Like, everybody was wearing red. You know, we had the Zumba for a cause. Everybody wear red. We all became one, and we all raised awareness. We showed support. We showed love, and we had fun, you know. So it was a cool thing for me to do. And that was in Virginia, actually. When I was in D.C., I've done several work with Big Tigger and his Street Corner Foundation at that time. You know, he did have an organization that raised awareness for HIV and AIDS. So we partnered up on different occasions, and we performed testing, outreach, prevention, education as well.
Okay, now, Earl, can you tell us how are you able to touch lives? How are you going to share your platform with the community now that you're in the Baltimore area?
Okay, well, I'll do that with partnerships, of course, you know, working with the organizations who's providing HIV services. And I have a way in because of my age. You know, I'm a 32-year-old young African-American male, and it's not too many, you know, of my demographic that's out there in this field talking and showing support, you know, for this virus and disease. So when I'm talking to especially the guys in my age group, they're able to see themselves, you know, and they're more receptive to hearing it from somebody who's from the same place that they're from, who may talk the way they talk, walk the way they walk. So that's the perfect opportunity for me to be able to give them this education because they are very receptive towards it. You know, I've done several radio station interviews, TV interviews. So every and any opportunity I get, I am educating, you know, whether I'm on the streets, whether I'm at the basketball court. You know, I can't just restrict it to 8 to 5. This is 24/7, all day, every day, you know. So it's my passion. It's my purpose. So any opportunity that I get, I'm sharing awareness. I'm educating. I'm teaching, you know, and I'm learning as well. I'm letting them give me teach back of what they know. And if there's something wrong, then a perfect opportunity for me to walk in and give them some education on it.
That's awesome. So tell us, how are you able to spread love and kindness everywhere you go?
I believe, you know, through positivity, through affirmations, you know, being positive is very contagious, you know, and by me, you know, a simple eye contact, handshake, you know, my presentation, to me these days is how you present yourself, you know. I'm not walking up on anybody's block like I'm ready to take over. No, I'm here to, you know, unite with you and share testimonies and see where you're at and how can I serve you? How can I help you? My purpose is serving. You know, we get together. What do you need help in? You know, how can I serve you? So it's pretty much a motivational interviewing for me, you know, just finding out where they're at, meet them halfway, and just take it from there. You know, and I'm just always, you know, when you see me, you see positive, you know, so that's just my way of showing how, you know, we could be kind to one another. You know, you don't always have to walk around with, you know, looking over your shoulder or feeling like a threat or I'm here to compete with you. It's not about that. You know, we're a strong force when we're united. And, you know, it takes one to make another. So by me setting an example, I believe I would be able to help others do the same for the next person and just be able to continue to pay it forward. You know?
Well, Earl, when you look back over the years, are there any life experiences you would like to share with the audience?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You were breaking up a little bit.
When you look back over the years, are there any life experiences you would like to share with the audience?
Are you saying personally or just dealing with, you know, maybe a client or
life experiences?
Say, maybe just, you know, growing up in Harlem, like how I even got started into the field. You know, I'm originally from Harlem, New York, you know, and at that time, growing up in Harlem, it wasn't the easiest thing to do. It's like you only had several options, and that was, for me at that point, was to run with a gang, drug deal, you know, and be promiscuous, you know. So with that being said, you know, after a few years later, it just made me realize how my past was able to set tone for my future to be able to help somebody else's future, because my past don't have to be their future. So just dealing with the gang life, you know, and close to death, you know, just helped me realize and wake up, like, there's more out there and different opportunities. And I had to leave New York in order for me to see that there's a world and a bigger opportunity for me out there. So I said just getting away from my environment was the biggest experience for me, because if I was stuck in my environment, it's no telling where I would be today, you know. It's really no telling. So I just right. experienced, you know, what it was like running with a gang and just flipping that negative into something positive, you know. That positively would take you a long way, a very long way, you know, and just meeting people and doors opening up for me, and, you know, just being able to be the person I am today is a great experience for me, you know.
Okay, Earl, and as a youth and self-awareness advocate, can you share with us how you're able to motivate our youth with all of the negative influences from social media, Instagram, and Snapchat? How are you able to influence individuals?
Well, again, I meet them where they are. Like, at times I would take, you know, whether rap lyrics and flip it into some kind of educational, teachable moment, you know, where I'll take certain lyrics and combine it with safe sex awareness or know your status type stuff. And it's just, you know, introducing them to something new, you know, because I'm out often, you know, whether on the streets doing outreach or even social media. And these young guys especially have a thing where they are Magnum men. Everybody wants a Magnum condom, you know. And I don't just give them condoms. I educate them or let them teach me. I'll pass them the condom and tell them, tell me two ways in which you know this is a good condom. And I'll be standing there for at least an hour, and they still wouldn't get the answer right. And it's just a simple matter of checking for an air bubble or expiration date. By telling them, that gives them a sense of responsibility. Like, I just learned something, so now I'm able to pay that forward and pass it to the next person. So it's just pretty much, you know, being able to educate them and introduce them to new things, new verbiage, you know, and also just being able to meet them where they're at, you know. Social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, you know, those are perfect opportunities because, as we know, the youth are heavy on these social sites these days. You know, so just being able to meet them, you know, use pictures and you know, just educate them. You know, these days they are receptive towards, you know, towards education, but it's just your delivery and how you approach it with them, you know.
Right. Well, as a pillar within the community yourself, how are you able to remain positive with everything that's going on in society? Police brutality, HIV, STDs, drugs, etc.
Honestly, you know, I hate to get, you know, religious on you, but, you know, I'm a spiritual man. You know, I believe in the power of God and the power of prayer. So that has took me a long way. And also just your mindset. Like, you don't have to be a part of everything that's going on. You could be the person to make a difference, you know. So you could be that person to have a voice and stand for a cause and stand for a purpose. You know, just knowing where you're at in life and being confident in who you are and what your purpose is. You know, you don't have to get caught up in the mix of that. You know, it's definitely not something that you should be a part of. You know, I don't walk around with a gun. I don't walk around, you know, feeling like I gotta watch my back all day every day. You know, I'm able to walk in the toughest neighborhoods in Baltimore that some people in Baltimore can't walk in, you know. So it's just your approach and just being able to stay focused and stand for a cause. You have to lead by example, you know. I've had conversation with guys where I shared a few of my testimonies with them, and they were really baffled. Like, a slight compliment. You know, you could compliment some people these days and they don't even know how to accept a kind word. You know, so I just, you know, I show compliment, I show love, and that's something like one gentleman told me, like, wow, nobody has never told me that before. And he's been on the block all day, every day with a few of his buddies, and nobody had anything positive to say about each other. So I think that's something that we definitely have to show love, you know, to one another. Like, you don't have to wait for a Million Man March. You don't have to wait for a murder trial in order for us men to support and uplift each other. No, you don't. You know, this is something that we could do every single day, any time of the day, you know. So, and that's what I do. You know, I walk around, I show love, support, uplift, and, you know, eventually it's contagious. It's going to be spread around, you know.
Well, Earl, can you share with us a little bit more about your mission to educate, motivate, and prevent the spread of HIV, AIDS, violence, and sex among young men in our society?
Okay, well, right now, aside from the woman getting infected, young MSM males are getting infected the second highest. And MSM stands for men sexing men. And that's a term that's used to identify, you know, those guys from that demographic, because you do have guys who are engaging in sexual activities with other men but don't want to claim to be gay or bisexual. So that's just a common term we use to identify them. And you just educate them on, you know, the bodily fluids that you could transmit. HIV and AIDS is 5 bodily fluids: semen, sperm, breast milk, vaginal secretion, pre-cum, and blood. You know, educating them on that and how to use a condom. And, you know, I am an advocate on condom use, but you also teach them that there are some STDs that condoms will not protect you from. You know, a lot of them don't know that. So once you break that down to them, you know, it's pretty mind-blowing for them. Like, wow, you know, I really have to be careful with who I'm dealing with. You know,
right,
so I also
right.
educate them on knowing your partner. You know, it's a simple matter. I say you can have fun, but be safe doing it. Know who you're doing it with. You know, get tested together. Communicate. You know, like I tell both the men and females, if you approach your partner with something healthy, like going to get tested, and based on their response, if it's something negative, then that's not the person for you. Your health matters. Your health comes first. Take care of yourself. And as far as the violence goes, I think the abuse of drugs play a big part of that, you know, because Baltimore especially has a high rate of heroin users, you know, guys who shoot or heroin, you know, opioids.
Uh-huh.
So what that does to them, what I tell them is alcohol, marijuana, any kind of drug, it impairs your judgment. It'll have you thinking things you wouldn't normally do or think when you're sober. So by tackling that first, you know, that would prevent a lot of violence, you know, because you have a lot of turf wars, you know, guys selling, maybe 16 guys on one block and everybody selling the same product. Like, you know, until we tackle that situation, it's going to be hard to tackle the violence because they all fighting over this drugs, you know, like who's going to make the most money or get the most money. And you know, until we tackle that, then we will see differences there. And sex, you know, again, that's something, you know, that involves the drug use. You know, everybody's having sex. Most of these kids are using drugs, you know, so educating them on what side effects and what can happen to you with the drug abuse, you know, that'll prevent a lot of sexual activities as well. And just having, giving them a sense of self-worth, you know, respect your body. Your body's your temple. You can't just give it away to every and anybody. And I tell the men and women that, you know, and also dealing with materialistic, you know, you can't put sneakers, you know, clothing and exchange that for sex. Like, you know, that's selling yourself short. That's putting your self-worth down. So just giving them a sense of self-love, you know, self-worth, you know, that's something we have to instill into them these days because there's a lot of pain going on. You know, a lot of these kids are hurting in the inside. And by them, you know, covering up that pain, it's a temporary fix, whether it's sex, whether it's drugs, you know, and those, like I tell them, you know, those things will make you feel good for the moment, but when you're sober, that pain is still there, you know, so what are you going to do, continue getting high? No, you have to tackle that pain firsthand, first up, and then after that, you're going to see improvement in your life, you know. You got to watch your surroundings, watch who you're dealing with, you know. the environment plays a major part in it. Sometimes it's okay to get away from certain people, places, and things, you know. Have some you time. Be still, you know, just be still for a moment and, you know, and let your life take its course. You know, life is a journey, and it doesn't have to be a negative or a spiral. You know, only place for you that you should go is up and reach high, you know. So that's something that I always instill to the youth these days, you know, because they need it. They really do.
Well, what do you mean when you say we are family?
We are family?
Right.
When I say that, you know, we all are together, especially us. I say at least the older crowd, you know, not that old, but those who have experience and you know, been through some things. You know the old quote, it takes a village to raise a child. So we are family because it's like these days, we have to stick together in order to reach them, you know. A lot of young guys, especially, or kids in general, you know, the youth, especially
right.
the ones that's growing up in broken homes who's not used to a father being in the house. These days, they're looking up to us older men, which is like bigger brothers to them. Like when I was younger, I looked up to my bigger brother, not my father. I didn't have a father around. So it's time for us older men to play the bigger brother role, you know, be there for these younger guys, teach them. And like I always told the older guys who were, you know, who've been involved in the game since forever and claim to be OGs, they have to speak up, you know, let these kids know what their life is about. Don't be scared. Like, this is your perfect opportunity to prevent them from doing what you did. You know, they're not playing that role anymore, and that's something that has to change. So we all have to play the bigger brother, the bigger sister, you know, and work together, you know. It takes a village. It really does, you know. When you have neighbors beefing with neighbors, you know, back in my day growing up, my neighbors, they were looking after us at times. They see us doing something bad.
Right.
Oh, they're gonna fix us. They're going to get it straight. You know what I'm saying? But these days, it's like everybody's scared to speak up, you know, and that's giving the youth more power, you know, like, oh, you're not going to say nothing, so I don't have to respect you. You know, we can't put so much power into their hands because obviously, what they're doing with it is not right. You know, it's not right at all. So it takes a village. We have to stick together. We have to, you know, just support one another. We have to, because right now it's us hurting us. You know, we have to stick together. So that's what I mean by when I say we are family. You know, because we are one big family, any way you put it. You know.
Well, Earl, we would like to say Happy Father's Day. As a Haitian American and proud parent of a beautiful daughter, what are some cultural values you share with your daughter?
Some cultural values? I would say, of course, prayer. Like, you know, we pray together all the time, you know. Especially us Haitians, we all like spiritual people, you know. We all have our own spirituality. And just respect, of course. You know, you have to respect yourself, each other, you know, and your elders, you know, always have respect. And being a lady, you know, cross your legs, you know, watch your mouth, you know, and take care of your body, you know, and you know, those are common things. You know, even as a father, as a man, I am able to teach her because those are some things my mother taught me, you know what I'm saying? Being a single mother, you know, I was able to learn a lot from her being a woman, you know, and that's putting me in a position where I could be able to instill those things into her, you know, like even cooking, you know, I'm a great cook. I love to cook. You know, I've been cooking since I was 10. So that's something I'm showing her, you know, you be self-sufficient. You don't always have to go get carry out or you could cook for yourself. You're good. You know, if you want a cup of noodles, you know where the pot is, you know where the hot water is. And she's smart enough to actually do those things, you know, make eggs, you know, cook a little meal, you know. I don't really let her deal too much with the hot oil or heavy stuff, but, you know, she's learning, you know, washing clothes. Like, you know, I'm really teaching her how to be self-sufficient at an early age because it's going to be much needed, you know, not to be too reliable on anybody. You know, you have to take care of yourself first, you know. So I'm grateful that I was able to learn those things at an early age, so I'm able to teach her about it, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Earl, please share with the audience how they can help and how to reach you.
You could help by, you know, just being educated and tell everybody it's 2016. it shouldn't be any reason anybody's getting infected again. You know, it's too much education out there. It's too much prevention materials out there. You know, knowledge is power. Educate yourself. You know, just have being a mindset where you know that you will prevail. You will be okay. You know, everything will be okay, and just take care of one another. And I'm on LinkedIn as Earl Felicime. You can catch me on Instagram as Mr. Felicime. That's MrFelicime at Instagram. And same for my LinkedIn. And, you know, and any questions, comments, concerns, you can email me at Mr. Felicime, Mr. MrFelicime @gmail.com. I'm always available, you know, for anything, whether you need some advice, some support, you know, for me to come out through trainings, get speaking, you know, anything, feel free to contact
me. Well, Earl, any final words of wisdom for the audience?
Words of wisdom, I would say positivity is contagious. Stay positive. You know, if you're at a struggle right now, it's okay. You will make it. You know, stay focused. And put God first. Like, I can't stress that enough. You know, there is a God. He is a good God. Put all worries in Him and your faith, and stay stress free. You know, just hold it down for each other and for yourself. And I'm gonna just leave it there.
Well, Earl Felicime, we thank you for stopping by and sharing your motivations and passions in life with our audience tonight. We wish you continued success and pray that you will continue to make a tremendous impact within our society as a public speaker, self-awareness, HIV, and youth advocate. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We're wishing you the best.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for giving me this platform to be able to teach and speak and share my experiences. And you'll be blessed.
And you too, and we thank you again, and we will talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye now. All right, guys, today is the late Tupac Shakur's birthday. Rest in heaven, my friend. Thank you for joining me today for motivating and inspiring the next generation through true life experiences live on Ming X Media Group Blog Talk Radio, 98.9 FM. We are keeping it real in the streets 24/7. We send our condolences to the families of the victims in the Orlando massacre. May their souls rest in heaven. We are one nation under God. I'm your host, Jazzy J. Until then, keep God first in your life.
Y'all want unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off, it don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, well, mama can still love you, still feel you, still there for you, no matter what.
To my truest thoughts, my truest feelings, all my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask Mama why I got the courage to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. For we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare. Where is she with our own family? Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, big game, vision in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on these streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard. Cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions. So I proceed to make tea eternally. And my mission is to be more than just a rap musician. The elevation of today's generation, if I can make them listen. Prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed. Time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting. The liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send the love out to my block. The struggle never stops. And it changes in the eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love. The lessons in your eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love.
I'll probably never understand your ways. With every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways. While getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes. Something inside recently died. These are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I gotta be a star. My hopes and all my wishes. So many vivid pictures. And all the currents.